Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. I'm really glad you're here today as we think about this idea of developing a marathon faith mindset. Now, we live in a world of Instapots. I mean, how many holidays have there been that Instapots have sold out, they've been off the shelves or back-ordered online? And before Instapots, it was all about microwaves. We often want things faster. In fact, Amazon Prime has spoiled us, where we can essentially get anything that we want sent to us right on our doorstep in just a day or two, or if you live near a big city, sometimes even within hours. We want things faster, we want things now, we do not want to delay gratification. Well, when you translate that into our faith and you translate that into spiritual maturity, a lot of times we want those same things. We want it to be fast, we want it to be automatic, and we have a mentality that is more like a sprint where we run hard just for a moment. But when you actually think about spiritual maturity, it is more like a marathon. The idea today is that spiritual growth and spiritual maturity actually takes time. Listen to the way 1 John 2 verses 12 through 14 describes the different levels or the different stages of spiritual maturity. He says, "I'm writing to you, little children, because your sins have been forgiven you on account of his name. I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning. I'm writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I've written to you, children, because you know the Father. I've written to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning. And I've written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God remains in you, and you have overcome the evil one." In these couple of verses, John essentially outlines there are three stages of maturity. And the first one is spiritual children. Children bring excitement. We love kids, especially around here at Sugar Hill Church. And John, as he describes this, and he says, "I'm writing to you, little children," he gives two characteristics of this stage. He says, they have been forgiven, and they know the Father. I love that. If you're thinking about a little child today, there's a lot of things that that child probably doesn't know. They likely don't know their social security number. They may not even know their parents' full names. There's a lot that they don't know. But at the stage of development, they know two things. In a spiritual sense, they know their sins are forgiven, and they know that they have a heavenly Father. And I think you'd agree, those are two great things to know. Spiritual children are awesome. They bring excitement to the church. But there's a second stage. The second stage of spiritual maturity, he calls young men or young men and young women. He says that they are strong. He says they have the word of God in them, that they have overcome the evil one. Now, somebody that's at this stage of spiritual maturity is someone who has gotten out of the spiritual high chair and they've learned to feed themselves. They're in the word of God for themselves. They're beginning to apply it to their lives. And as they do this, they're seeing spiritual victories in their lives. They're not just sitting back and waiting on others to spoon feed them. They're taking their faith seriously. They're taking it on themselves to meal prep their faith, and they're preparing for growth. They're amazing. Spiritual teenagers are needed in every church. They bring spiritual energy to it. But there's a third stage. The third stage of maturity is what he calls spiritual fathers or spiritual fathers and mothers. John says they have known him who is from the beginning. They know their heavenly Father really well. Their faith is no longer surface level. Their faith is not the quick fix kind of faith. They have developed what Eugene Peterson wrote about when he called it a long obedience in the same direction. So think about it. Spiritual children bring excitement. Spiritual teenagers bring energy. And spiritual fathers and mothers, they bring endurance to the church. They bring wisdom to the table. And so I want you to think about it today, that every single one of these stages are incredible. Every single church needs every stage. If all you had are spiritual babies, then you'd have craziness all around you. Or if all you had were spiritual fathers and mothers, you'd have a retirement home. We need every single stage. And once you've been birthed into the family of God and you've started that spiritual growth, the goal is to keep growing and to keep maturing. What's interesting, in a physical sense, growth is pretty natural. But in a spiritual sense, you can be born, but not necessarily grow up. And so I want to encourage you today, don't view spiritual growth or maturity like a sprint. Don't look at it like a microwave kind of thing. See it like a marathon, something that takes time, something that takes discipline, but something that if you'll stay committed to the process of growing up spiritually, will bring amazing spiritual results. Well, thanks so much for being with us today on the podcast. I want to encourage you, if you've missed some recent episodes, log on to the website weekdaypodcast.com, weekdaypodcast.com. And our hope is that you'll find the topic, you'll find the scripture that would apply specifically to what you're facing today. Have a great day. Let's keep growing.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.